What was your first time buying a pint in a state management scheme pub?
The Prince of Wales.
In Denton?
Denton Hall, where I was born. Dare I say it, 17. I'd partaken of state-controlled beer prior to that, because we used to always get bottles of it over Christmas. And drinking at home under the age of 18 was not legal. Even drinking at 16 in restaurants and in theatres, it was quite legal. Her Majesty's Theatre had a bar which sold state-controlled products.
How much did your first pint of state management scheme bitter cost you?
A shilling. It was bought for me. That was the mild ale, and the bitter beer was one and a penny. If you asked for beer, you got bitter. And if you asked for ale, you got mild. But some of the bottled beers were very good as well.
Mm. Did you try the state management border whiskey?
Border blend,
sorry.
Of course they didn't distill it. I think they just bought in a number of Scottish blends and blended it themselves.
Mm.
But one thing always sticks out in my memory, and this opinion was shared by most Carlisle drinkers, that once they've been away on holiday or on working or something, they get back to Carlisle for a good pint. The beer was excellent, and it was excellent for a simple reason. Mm. It had the best ingredients. Mm. Whereas the competing rule is they had to do the best they could as cheaply as they could. This was a civil service organisation, a government organisation. They got the best yeast, the best barley, therefore it was quite easy to produce a good brew. They actually won medals at the competitions in London, and the independent breweries, the competition, thought it was rather unfair, because they knew how they could obtain these good ingredients, and it was as simple as that.